Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susan Baxter. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning.
You know, Susan, when somebody calls somebody else a windbag, they usually don't like that. But when you get to choose your name, that's okay, right?
Yeah, I think so. I kind of go with that way.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about windbags and their events. And so we're going to start with the events because you have one coming right up related to Relay for Life.
Yes, this should be the first ever motorcycle group that I'm aware of, well, at least in Cass County, and we're meeting June the 22nd at 11:30 at the City Park here in Atlantic, and we've had some businesses around, I've called it around the square. We're stopping in Griswold, going through by the nursing home, and then an establishment in Griswold, and then down and around and stopping in Grant. And then up over to Messina, up to Anita, and back in Wyota, and then finishing at the Atlantic High School where we will present our money for the Relay for Life.
And these are all women who are riding in this event, riding your motorcycles for this event, is that correct?
No, this is anybody, everybody, all buddies, because this is for everyone. It is kind of held by the women, as far as the windbags being started, but it is just for anybody. And you know, there's so many people affected by cancer, and that this has really been a great way to get people out and contribute to this cause.
So there is a fee if you want to participate, and that fee is going to go to Relay for Life. How much is that?
The fee is $20 per bike or vehicle, and this all goes to the Relay for Life.
And in the meantime, I think you guys are going to have a good time. That's, you know, that's a part of just, I think, yeah, it's great to raise money, great to have a fundraiser, but the plus is you get to have a good time.
We do. I had really wanted to do it with the tractor, so I really was affected by that because I saw them go down the highway a couple years ago, but I had to go for the motorcycle because I don't have a tractor anymore, but we just hope we have a great turnout. We've had a lot of response. It's only 90 miles, so if people are concerned that it's an all-day thing, it is not. It's kind of a go-at-your-pace deal, just as long as we're back at the high school track before they finish up, of course. But it should be great. I'm not even going to talk about the rain, so we're going to just go anyway.
Yeah, we don't even know. I think the prediction is not for rain by Friday, so I think that's going to be good. So anybody can join this, and do they need to pre-register, or do they just need to show up?
Just show up. Since this is our first year of doing this, we're kind of uncertain how that might go. We've had a lot of people call wanting to pre-register, but it's just a matter of paying. We want your names and addresses if possible so we can contact you for the next year and keep you on our flyer list of upcoming events.
Okay, and so that's at the Atlantic City Park on the day of the relay at 11:30. Meet there. And you do have some sponsors who are helping you out with this?
Yes, we are fortunate enough to have local people help us get T-shirts. Nelson Machine and Forge, Baxter Cycle, Cook Hauling and Tree Service, Cycle Plus, Nishna Valley Cycle, Olson's Outdoor Power, Roadhouse Bar and Grill, and Templeman's Used Cars. And they have given us donations so we can have T-shirts because everybody wants something that says windbag on it.
Absolutely. Whether you're a regular member or not, that'll be really, really fun. I hope they're really bright, bright color. Well, that's kind of the, let's get going here on June 22nd. But you've got more events coming up here. Let's look ahead a little bit, Susan, to your next event.
We are having the 4th Annual Women's Motorcycle Run, July the 21st. Again, we meet at the Atlantic City Park at 11:30. It's $10 per bike or vehicle. We had several vehicles last year because the women's, either their husband or boyfriends were in the field, so it didn't work for them to come. But the money for this is going for Camp with a Cop. And we, as the windbags, are riding for your cause is kind of how we got going on this, to help out people. We last year helped with the women's shelter or the crisis center, and it's not about us making a name for ourselves. It's about us helping people in the community that need this. But what better way to get out and have a good time?
Yeah, I'm thinking that I'm sure you go out and just ride for the fun of it, Susan. But sometimes with your everybody having jobs and this and that, sometimes you sort of have to plan to make this happen, don't you?
Well, and that's kind of how the windbags became about, because there were several women that were alone and didn't like to really ride by themselves. And so we kind of pulled together. And I'm fortunate to have a husband that does ride, so it was kind of fun for the guys, too, to go with, because they kind of keep track of us, even though we let them believe we don't need them, but they're along, too. So it is a good way to get out and enjoy the fellowship of people, and there's so many bikes out there anymore, so it's a good way to have fun.
Yeah, it surprises me, I'm going to say older people. You know, we used to think of people with motorcycles were all 16 to 25 or something. And my goodness, there's just been so much interest for people of all ages, really, who want to get out there and ride some kind of motorcycle.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many different kinds on the market. The trike is real popular right now. And I'm hearing this kind of in the background in our home that might be our next step. Just because you want to go, but you're kind of concerned as the hips and the knees, you don't really want to have to hold it up. So it's a great way to have relaxation and time with your loved ones.
Uh-huh. And get out there in nature. I'm thinking, you know, when you get in your car and drive down the interstate and a lot of things go whizzing by, I'm thinking, and I think I've heard people say this, that you experience a lot more when you're on your motorcycle than when you're in an enclosed vehicle.
Well, you know, the cliche of the biker is in the wind, but you know, it really is true, because you're out there enjoying nature. I mean, sometimes the wind might get under your hair and blow a little bit, but I don't know, but it's still, and I hate to be a, you know, one that's using a cliche, but it's really that feeling of freedom, you know, that you're just out there. Of course, you have to drive for everybody else on the highway, and you have to be very, very careful, but it's still just a relaxation, and it's not for everybody, but it is for us, and that's why we want to promote people to get out and enjoy these events with something they enjoy doing.
And if we really look ahead, you have another one planned, I believe, for fall, and we probably need to we'll come back and talk about that again. But don't you have another one after July that you're working on?
Last year we did a scavenger hunt, and so I was kind of asked already if we're going to still do that. A lot of work in that one. So not that Amazing Race thing is real popular now. We've kind of thought about doing that. And what we like to do is take these county roads and find those interesting churches that maybe aren't used, or the schoolhouses, or the cemeteries that have a whole town just right there by them. And it's odd how many of those things are out there that people don't really know about. So we have those kind of things where you have to find them. And you know, people that have been here all their lives don't know there's some really fun, interesting things out there about just our local area.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to get in on all of these things, of course, like you say, most of them are open to just anybody who wants to participate. But let's say they really want to be serious about being with the Windbag organization. How do they do that?
Well, they can call me at 712-243-6350. There is not a registration fee to be part of our so-called group or fees during the year by any means. We do have T-shirts that say Windbags, so you have to kind of have a sense of humor and broad shoulders. But anytime that they want to ride with us, to call me, and I sure can let them know.
Do you meet on any regular basis and get together for other social events during the year, or is it mostly these major events?
Oh, no, there's several of us that ride quite a bit together, and we just either find a spot, go out to eat, and then come home, or you know, we'll go over to the up by Crescent, and there's a place that's got homemade pie and ice cream and just various places, just going for the day and then coming home.
Okay. So it's kind of organized, but not real strictly so. Let's remind people about the Relay for Life event and where they need to meet, etc.
June 22nd, it's this Friday at 11:30 a.m. at the Atlantic City Park, $20 per bike or vehicle. It's a 90-mile run, and proceeds will go to Relay for Life. We will have T-shirts there for sale, and any donations are appreciated. Those also go to Relay for Life.
Okay. If you can't ride, you can still donate. So thank you very much, Susan Baxter, for visiting with us and hopefully acquainting people with the windbags. Until next time, here's a thought. It's nice to know that when you help someone up a hill, you're a little nearer the top yourself.